What you're hearing right now is Benenot, Tropical founder based in Los Angeles at Sunset Campout on a sunny Saturday afternoon in Belden, California, as people mingle near the lake, dancing and swaying with one another as children run around and play while big speakers blare around the vicinity of the stage and lake. DJing is the art of mixing recorded music in real time. The term disc jockey wasn't coined until the 1930s. The world's first DJ dance party was thrown by Jimmy Savile in 1943, who played jazz records for his guests. A few years later, Savile became the first man to use turntables to keep the music in continuous play. Benenon, a former DJ and event organizer based in LA, discusses about what it's like to do what he does as a disc jockey.
It's very consuming, actually. There's always something to do, whether it's looking for new music or mixing it together or finding gigs or promoting the gigs that I have. It's just like a constant. It's part-time, but it's really pretty close to full-time.
Anand was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and lived in Cambridge till he was 7, and then moved to cross-country with his family in a VW bus in 1980. Anand mentions his starting point to his disc jockey career that started in 1996 when he learned how to mix two vinyl records together and didn't have a style yet since he was new. He discusses that his style is a kind of atmospheric and dreamy, but also very danceable and funky, and he likes to keep the dance floor moving. When Ben isn't on stage, he sure still has an indubitable busy schedule.
And I also organize events and retreats and boat parties and things like that. And I work full-time morning and evening as a English as a second language teacher. And I'm a father of a 3.5-year-old girl and a husband. And that pretty much eats up all my time.
Anand was 23 years old in 1996 and started performing the year after and indicates his residence as a DJ at Moon Tribe since 1998, but says it isn't, well, not a commercial residency, and he has his own event named Tropical and others, but consider himself more of a free agent. When the first disc jockey emerged onto the scene in 1909, the term was actually disco jockey, which was later shortened to disc jockey by Walter Winchell in the mid-1930s. Ben Anand gives important advice to upcoming artists out there who are or want to get started.
Make sure you're doing it for the right reasons, which should be the music and not the fame or thinking you're going to get somewhere or you're going to be a big star, but just make sure it means something to you and always play music that means something to you. Never get caught in the trap of thinking that you need to play a certain way for certain people or to get booked, because then you'll be trapped in it forever.
Audio Striker, a bass DJ currently from LA and also a residence at the Avalon in Hollywood, gives us additional facts about the lows and highs of being a DJ.
The downside of it is that as a beginner, if they don't know you, they might make you sell tickets, but if you have the music to prove you're a good artist, you will get your way in faster.
He also states that he has been DJing since he was 12 for fun and has been professionally doing it for 2 to almost 3 years. Stryker also discloses his purpose and how long it took for him to gain his equipment.
I started working for the music, obviously, so it took me about a year and a half to gain software, mics, pianos, and all that you have to use.
DJing has helped to revolutionize music, including hip-hop, which is widely considered to be not just a form of music, but a culture. Ben Anand, Tropical House founder, was very academic when he moved into music. He was just graduating university at Claremont McKenna College and was just turned into the rave scene in a major way, and says he doesn't have any regrets and is amazed by himself by how much he's been consumed with music for so long. Anand talks about his travels and performances around the world and his greatest accomplishments in the music world.
I have performed a lot in Russia, actually. I made 14 trips to Moscow and traveled all over Siberia and all kinds of interesting places in Russia, so that was definitely a highlight of travels. I've played a couple times in Japan at the Labyrinth Festival about 10 years ago, which is amazing. I played a lot in Mexico and Acapulco at a big festival in Spain, and I didn't really want to get caught up in the rat race of trying to make a name for myself in my hometown, especially LA. It's so competitive. My greatest accomplishment, I guess, is is raising over $29,000 for charitable causes through my nonprofit event, Tropical.
Anon expresses that the dancers inspire him and that's who he feels like he's playing for. Ben also mentions that it's really easy to play a good gig when there's thousands of people dancing or hundreds of people dancing or in the right room. He quotes, "You can tell a lot about a DJ by how they play in their not-so-good gigs." Originally, the disc and disc jockey referred to gramophone records, but now DJ is used as an all-encompassing term to describe someone who mixes records, music from any sources, including cassettes, CDs, or digital audio files on a CDJ or laptop. At the second gathering at a full moon, Ben plays his second set. Hermie Capella, a microtonal theorist, contributes his opinion on the work of disc jockeys.
I think like DJing is sort of cool because like, you know, you can sort of like shift moods just at the press of a button. Although I think it is like way cooler if DJs actually did work. Algorithmic music composition has like unlimited potential and, you know, you can be a lot more clever and more dynamic. Learning code is actually not that hard. I highly suggest people to invest some time in programs, languages like SuperCollider. The primary factor of music, contemporary music right now, is that draws the most attention, in my opinion, is the beat. But then to just focus on one single element and not develop music is really boring.
There are several types of disc jockey. Radio DJs or radio personalities introduce and play music that is broadcast on AM, FM, digital, or internet radio stations. Club DJs select and play music in bars, nightclubs, or at parties, raves, or even in stadiums. Some mobile DJs also serve as a master of ceremonies, MC, at weddings or other events. Brandon Wallner, a long supporter of Ben, talks about the many years of supporting Ben's work and what also inspires him about his music.
I'd say it's probably been about 10 years kind of on and off. It was probably one of the first Moon Tribes that I went to. Hearing his music along with everybody else's was pretty awesome. Back maybe when I was like 18, back in like 2000, 1999-ish.
Wallner mentions what inspires him about Anon and what makes him enjoy the scene.
The first Moon Tribe that I went to was pretty spectacular. It was kind of not something that I had been kind of privy to before. So going there and just seeing all the people and seeing what they do and seeing the kind of show that they put on was very inspiring. And I try to incorporate some of their aspects of their show and the way that they treat people like family into the shows that we do, because it's a very kind of family-oriented vibe. They make you feel welcome. I mean, they give you food and water and just everyone just kind of feels like they're at the same level as opposed to some of the other events where it's kind of like there's a separation between the crowd and the people throwing it.
Ben Anon discusses his main challenges pursuing his career as a DJ is that he came in a kind of a good time, but maybe a tail end of a good time. Ben says teaching was definitely his fallback and just his thing that he did in order to make money, basically to buy records and equipment.
Well, it could range anywhere from free if it's a really good cause once in a while or a certain full moon party that I love, but that's definitely like a couple times a year for me. And as far as getting paid, it might be on the low end. I really don't leave the house for less than $200 or $300 for a local gig, and a well-paid gig for me out of town would be up towards $1,200 or $1,500 plus expenses.
Anthony Cacho, a current supporter of Anon, talks about when he recently found out about him.
When I heard his projects and everything he's interested in, I thought it was very inspirational.
Cacho discusses what inspires him about Ben and how he enjoys his music.
I love his stance on actually contributing to the community and trying to make it grow instead of taking from it.
Lucas Dodson, a former friend of Anon, have known each other since 1997, and Ben played in a desert party for him called Blow the System, Drop the Bass, and discusses what he admires about Anon's character.
Ben has always been like really exact and tells you exactly what he wants.
Dodson explains how he likes Anon's parties a lot and says he's built a very good and solid base and group of people that listen to him play at Tropical and his friends from Moon Tribe that got him on there.
Just to put your art out there, and sometimes it's best to, if you're having a hard time getting booked, maybe produce your own event. And that always helps, and, you know, make sure you're nice to everybody. And and invite people, tell people about what you do, and give out your music and get in message boards and put yourself up as a DJ and what you do, and then people will listen to you.
Brad Moontribe, a friend of Ben Anon for 20 years, says he likes Anon's quirky sense of humor and talks about his opinion on his art and what Ben does as a DJ.
As a DJ, I admire his commitment to house music. That's what he's really uniquely brought over the years, is that commitment to house and tech house.
Brad also mentions that the most important part about being a DJ bookings and making it a lifestyle is neither. Also, gives a motivational thought for people who want to create music.
I would say for people to develop their own unique style, I think that's a broad challenge for people.
This is Dominic Dungo reporting for KPCRadio.com.